Nip, you out here for a barbecue, isn't it, Wilson?
Well, Tim, my cousins and their friends are in town on business, and I'm making them veggie burgers since they didn't seem to care much for my armadillo cacciatore.
Cousins are here? Mm-hmm. I'd sure like to meet them. Are they anything like you?
No. They're oddballs.
Hey, Wilson, how are those veggie burgers coming?
Yeah, I'm starving, cuz.
Tim Taylor?
Tim, these are my cousins. This is Mike Love and Carl Wilson.
These are the Beach Boys. He never said he's related to you guys.
Well, I never tell anybody we're related, otherwise I'd be hounded for concert tickets and autographs.
I know the feeling. I'm a celebrity, too. Tool time. Host. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ha!
Hey, any sign of a burger?
Tim, these are the rest of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
This is Bruce Johnston. And Al and Matt Jardine.
Nice to see you guys.
See you too. This
is just unbelievable. Oh, I mean, the Beach Boys, right? Can I ask you a little favor?
Hey, say no more.
2, 3, 4. Little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you surf?
That's a good song, you know, but I was kind of hoping... You know, I really like that, but I was hoping you could do one of your great car songs. Like Little GTO.
That wasn't our song.
No. I mean, Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
That was Jan and Dean.
Hey, Little Cobra!
Sorry, rip cords.
Well, the only one I know is Little Deuce Coupe, and I know you didn't do that.
Actually, we did.
What? And it was great.
Well, it would have been better if they'd used my lyrics.
Let's not start that argument again.
Come on, guys, give it up.
Hey, guys, I'll show you my hot rod just seeing Little Deuce Coupe.
What kind of car do you have?
46 Ford convertible.
Ooh. Yeah.
All metal body.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah.
Tricked out flathead.
Oh. Cool.
Three carburetors.
Three? 1, 2, 3.
Little Deuce Coupe, you don't know what I got. Little Deuce Coupe, you don't know what I got.
Ooh.
She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know, but I'm a little Deuce Coupe. You know what I got.
Hey!
Getting together with Lauren. What do you think? Vest? Or no vest?
Well, no vest says casual, cool. Vest says you might be trying to impress her. You're a little desperate.
Got it. Go with the vest.
Where are you and Lauren going?
To the mall. I need some new shoes, and Lauren said you wanted to go shopping with me.
Whoa.
What does whoa mean?
When a girl wants to help you buy shoes, it means she wants to be more than just friends.
Really?
Yeah. Here's how it goes. Candy store, friends. Shoe store, more than friends. Jewelry store, run for your life.
Well, don't worry, Dad. We're nowhere near the jewelry store yet.
Trust me, one day you'll say the magic words. It looks kind of like gold, doesn't it, honey?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Randy. I just spoke to Mrs. Blanchard, and she's going to run our article on page one of Thursday's paper.
All right, a first front page story.
I know. Isn't this great? Oh, hey, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Good. So, how's the hot rod coming along?
Really good. Starting hydraulics on the convertible top.
Great. Did you remember to bleed the system?
Never have to remind my dad to bleed.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
You should have seen Mark at his lesson today. It was awesome.
Sure was.
Well, it's my boy. I told you, you work hard at this thing, and big things are going to happen. You know, it'll help you with future things down the line.
You don't have any idea what we're talking about, do you?
Not a clue.
I was at karate, Dad.
Yeah. Well, you work hard at that, and end up you get a high-paying job in the karate industry.
See, Mom, we're going to the mall to get some shoes.
Oh, good. Listen, I need to get a pair for Mark. I'll do it myself, but I'm swamped.
Oh, come on, Mom. Lauren and I don't want Mark hanging out with us.
Hey, come on, Randy. It's okay. It's no big deal.
On the other hand, Mark can be a lot of fun. Come on, buddy.
That's been wonderful.
Bye, Mrs. Taylor.
Bye. Okay, so I got to practice for my thing tonight.
Well, get upstairs, work hard on that thing. It'll pay off. Not a clue.
I like the tan. What do you think?
I look tan.
Just go pick out something in the Buster Brown section.
I don't know. I kind of like him in black.
Black it is. I'll go get them.
Wait a second. I haven't decided yet.
Like the guy's opinion matters.
Well, I better go. I promised my parents I'd be home by 5. It was kind of fun hanging out, though.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, maybe next time you can help me pick out some earrings at the jewelry store.
The jewelry store. See, I thought we'd pick out a lot more shoes first.
Right. Bye.
See ya. Okay.
Hey, you just stepped on my new shoes.
Oh, sorry.
No, see, I don't like it when people step on my shoes.
Well, me either. Which is why I feel your pain. Hey,
what, is that a joke?
Well, not if you don't want it to be.
Well, how would you like it if someone stepped on your shoes?
Hey, leave him alone.
Is this your bodyguard?
Mark, back off. I can handle this guy.
Oh, yeah? Well, handle this. Oh! Oh!
Uh-oh, Mark, he's coming back. What do we do now?
I don't know. It's as far as we got in karate class.
The bad news? I think Wilson's actually mad at his cousins because they never let him write lyrics for the band. Good news? I got the autographed picture of the Beach Boys you wanted.
All right. Dear Jill, you're married to a great man and you don't need any more jewelry?
I didn't say a word.
That was so cool in the shoe store. It was like I was somebody else.
And yet all those other times when we wanted you to be someone else, nothing.
Mark, did you get some shoes?
No, but I did save Randy's life.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Don't worry, nobody got hurt. Some jerk in the shoe store pushed me.
And then I used my karate to knock them down.
Great!
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Mark, we don't let you take karate so you can use it.
Then why am I taking it?
So you'll have the confidence of knowing that you can defend yourself if you have to, but you shouldn't have to because you shouldn't get into a situation where you have to use it.
Well, it's not like it came up behind somebody and hit him. He's just defending Randy.
Well, he should have done what I've always told him to do in this kind of situation.
What's that?
Find an adult.
And what if there isn't one around?
Run away.
Run away. Forget karate. Next year, you're taking track.
Taylor, we need some new loafers, but we're kind of afraid to go to the mall. Think your little brother can come?
Yeah.
Hey, Brad. Chad and Kevin found out about what happened at the mall. I mean, how do they know? It's not like it's in the school paper.
Alan Bishop's calling.
The other day at the mall, I spied freshman Randy Taylor shaking in his boots. Senior Eric Zumbrun was threatening Taylor when he was saved by his little brother, name unknown. Oh, man, Lauren's reading the article.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I need a quiet place to reflect on the matter.
And then, like a simpering coward, Randy Taylor ran off with his tail between his legs.
This is awful. I mean, half the school must be making fun of him.
Half would be a conservative estimate.
Hi.
Well, honey, we saw the paper. There is nothing for you to be ashamed of. You did nothing wrong. And even if you are ashamed, you shouldn't be ashamed, because there's no shame in being ashamed.
Huh? Guys, don't worry about it. You know, it's no big deal. I was upset at first, but then I realized this stuff happens. You just gotta move on.
I can't believe you don't care that everybody at school thinks you're a wimp.
He's not a wimp. You know, he just feels good enough about himself that he doesn't have to worry about what other people think of him.
That's right. I wish I were as mature as he was at that age. Or at this age.
I'm really proud of you, Randy. Guys, can you go wash up for dinner?
So you really aren't mad about Alan Bishop's call?
Well, not anymore. You know, I met him after school, and I told him I didn't care for his journalistic style. And his nose started to bleed.
Why?
Because that's where my fist happened to land.
All right.
Oh, wow. Almost forgot. Got that autographed picture of the Beach Boys for your mom.
Oh, wow, thank you. She will be so appreciative. To Al's mom, our biggest fan, by a wide margin. Did you tell them that my mother was weight challenged?
No, I just told them what to write.
Well, I can't put this on her wall now.
We'll put it on the floor. She'll never see it.
Losing weight.
I know she's losing weight. You know, I just joke about this stuff. You don't have to get it out of your nose, you know, making this one.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, studio audience. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland. We have a great show for you today.
That's right. We're going to be showing you some tools that are being created down at Binford's Research and Development Lab.
By scientists who work around the clock, ignoring both time and personal hygiene.
Let's give a warm Tool Time welcome to Binford's own A.J. Sanderson.
Out in a while, AJ. You're looking good. That personal hygiene joke was a joke.
I know that, Tim. You know, the thing about us is we both have such a great sense of humor.
Now, you laugh, but I'm not kidding. AJ has the best sense of humor of anyone down at R&D. I'll tell you that right now.
What can I say? It's a gift.
All right, AJ, why don't you show us something a little bit about these tools you're developing?
Well, there is nothing more cutting edge than the new Binford air-powered scissors. They operate on 80 PSI of compressed air, which allow the blades to close with 70 pounds of force.
70 pounds? That means you could cut through fiberglass, you could cut through carpeting, even sheet metal.
Hey, Al, these would be good for you. Next time you lose the keys to your lunchbox, you won't have to bite through it.
Also brand new is our laser tape measure, our laser levels, and our combination laser shrimp defainer and nose hair clipper.
You know, my mother's birthday's coming up soon.
You guys are doing a lot with lasers. Any truth to the rumor about a laser toilet?
We're keeping a tight lid on that one. But I can show you something that is still in the experimental stages. A high-powered laser tree pruner.
Are you saying you can cut a tree limb with a laser beam?
That's right.
It's adjustable. That's nice. I see you got a laser affixed up here. Now, how does it operate? I suppose I just point it to tree limb and say timber?
Yeah, and press that button. Now, you won't be able to see the beam, so you want to be careful where you aim it.
All right, so.
Hey, Lauren. I've been looking all over for you. So, did you hear what I did to Alan Bishop?
Yeah, I heard.
Pretty cool, huh?
Well, that depends on your definition of cool.
Well, I guess I should have asked you this before, but what is your definition of cool?
Well, it's not somebody who goes out and punches some guy just to prove how tough he is.
Well, it wasn't really a punch. You know, I mean, it was more of a tap. Nudge, really.
Brandon, why would you do something like that?
Well, I saw you and your friends reading the paper and laughing at me, and I just didn't want you to think I was a wimp.
Brandy, we weren't laughing at Alan Bishop's stupid column. We were laughing at a funny line that you wrote in our article.
So then you never thought I was a wimp?
No. But now I think you're a jerk.
Wilson! Wilson!
Hidey-ho, neighbor!
Wilson, man, what a cool flute. You mind if I play it?
No, Michael, I would appreciate it if you would keep your hands off my shakuhachi.
Man, am I glad we only get together with you once a year.
Got kind of mad at that Beach Boy, didn't you? Wilson, you got to let this lyric thing go.
Well, I just don't understand. Would it have been so horrible for them to have recorded one of my verses?
Why is this so important to you?
Well, I just always thought I had a flair for writing.
You do? I mean, you wrote a book.
Yes, I did. The Psychophysiological Indices of Amorous Connections Among Termites of the Southwest.
And it's a great book. I'm halfway through the title already.
Well, Tim, my book sold 4 copies. Fun, Fun, Fun sold 4 million.
Well, I think it's a fact of life. People would rather have fun than termites.
Well, the two are not mutually exclusive.
Well, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question here. What if one of your cousins had come to you with suggestions about things to put in your book?
Well, don't be ridiculous. Why would I go to the Beach Boys for their views on entomology? And why would they come to me about writing surfer songs? Well, if I'm going to write songs, I should just write about things I know, like termites.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Wood vibrations.
Wouldn't it be nice? Help me, rodent.
Hey, great news. I gave Wilson some advice. I think he may patch things up with the Beach Boys.
Oh, great. Maybe your advice could help me with Lauren.
All right, here it is. If all you know is termites, don't go surfing in Kokomo. Perhaps that doesn't apply here. Well, what happened?
Lauren's mad at me because I punched out Alan Bishop.
You hit somebody?
Well, it didn't start out that way.
How did it start out?
I asked him to print a retraction in his column, but he just started laughing at me and pushed me. So I shoved him back, and the next thing I know, the kid's bleeding from his nose.
You gave him a bloody nose? Well, I gotta call his parents now.
No, Dad, come on. I already apologized.
This isn't like you. You're smarter than this. Getting in fights? What's this all about?
Dad, I know. And I was just, there were a bunch of kids around, and I didn't want it to get back to Lauren that I was a wimp.
Well, roughing up somebody's no way to impress a girl.
Didn't impress Lauren. Let's face it, Dad, I know nothing about women.
Well, join the club. All I know about women is I've been ticking them off for years.
Oh, I didn't even get started with Lauren, and now it's over.
No. There's another thing I know about women is that they'll usually give you another chance. Come on, your mom's giving me 10,000.
Oh, I know what I should do. I should go to Lauren and just beg.
No! You're only 14 years old. You start begging now, you'll have nothing to look forward to.
Real Men Don't Hit by Randy Taylor. Real men don't hit. They roll with the punches.
In a moment of humiliation, I lashed out and struck my fellow man. But now I realize that violence is not the answer.
This is great, Randy. She's gonna think you really mean this.
Dad, I do.
Even better.
I learned the error of my ways from the wisdom of my father.
Much better.
A man who's humiliated himself more than any human being on the planet.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
All right. Hi, Wilson. Hi, Beach Boys.
Hi, hello.
Guys, I hope you don't mind, but I was kind of thinking that...
Do you want us to sing a song?
Well, not just that. I'd like to sing with you.
Okay, so you want
to... I'd like to pick the song. Oh. A Barber Inn.
Anything else?
Key of G. Okay.
Ba 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 barberin. 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 Ba 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 barberin.
You got me rocking
and rolling, rocking and reeling, barberin. Went to a dance. Looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann. So I thought I'd take a chance. Barbara Ann.
You got me rocking
and rolling, rocking and reeling. Barbara Ann.